worship service. We are grateful that you have chosen to be with us. If you'll take your bulletins, we're going to highlight a couple of announcements of events coming up today, as well as the coming weeks. Part of our opportunity today is after the Sunday school time, we're going to have a fellowship dinner, and there it looks like, as food has been coming in, there's plenty of food. If you had maybe not planned, we'd love to have you stay for our fellowship dinner, and that will take place right after Sunday school. That's going to be something we're going to try to start doing when we have communion, and you'll notice that today is Communion Sunday, the opportunity of celebrating the Lord's table together. As we look at events tonight, invite you to the Chosen Bible Study that starts at 6, both the youth group and the adults meet in here. Next week is some large football game that some team from Kansas City and some team from Philadelphia are playing. Because of that, the youth group will be meeting here, and they will be having their Super Bowl party. And so the adults will not be meeting. We'll take a week off because you probably don't want to be around me as I cheer for the Chiefs, depending on how things go. But that, take note of the youth group Super Bowl party. That's going to start at 5:30. And so they ask that you bring snacks to share. Also, as a part of the ministry of our church, for those that need meals due to surgery or other life events, that group is wanting to make sure that if you would like to be a part of that, you can contact my wife either by your phone, through text, or through a private message on Facebook. So they're getting that going. And then farther down for the month of March, if you are in junior high or high school, Sunshine has a Friday-Saturday event called Megateen, and the brochures are for that, and the registrations are due by March 3rd. Take note of the different meetings through this week as well as the weeks to come. Are there any other announcements that I may have missed? All right, our call to worship this morning is going to be from Colossians 1. I probably put the wrong chapter, but Colossians 1, 17 to 20. And he, this is referring to Christ, is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.
Good morning. Let's take our hymnals and stand and turn to number 97, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Number 97, let's stand and sing together. All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown.
scribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all.
Thanks for singing. Now take a minute to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see him here this morning.
Well, good morning again. We have the opportunity to share some praises and prayer requests this morning. I have a few that are in your insert that I'd like to give you some updates on and a couple additions that are there. First of all, if you in the bottom section there on our prayer list, Isaiah Gortmaker was supposed to have had surgery last week, and the physician had a personal medical emergency and so was not able to do that surgery, and so that has not yet been rescheduled, but continue to pray for Isaiah and that surgery that he'll be having to have the tumors behind his ear removed. Ernie is here this morning, so we're glad to see Ernie, and he's doing well and did not get Shirley's cold, so thank you, Shirley, for not sharing that with Ernie, and we're glad to see you as well this morning. At the bottom there on our list, Jackie Burma did make it safely to her destination in South Africa, and so continue to be with her. She will be pray for her. She'll be there for 3 months. And Emily Peterson made it safely home from Africa in the time that she was there on a medical missions trip. Ron Ohm will be having cataract surgery on Tuesday this coming week. So pray for Ron and that surgery. And then Linda, who was mentioned last week, she's the grandmother of Uris kids. She has stage 4 cancer. So continue to pray for Linda. And then one up from the bottom there on our list, Erin Nelson was in an accident this last week, and we're glad that she's here this morning and doing okay, and so glad to see you, and glad that you are able to be up and about. So do we have any other praises or prayer requests this morning? Ernie? Ernie would like to extend his thanks to everyone who helped out with transportation and meals and prayer support during the time of his surgery. Anything else this morning? Yeah, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day that you have given to us. We thank you for the warmer temperatures we've had yesterday and this morning. And we just thank you for the beauty of your creation and the evidence that we see of your existence all around us. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather together this morning to worship you, to sing praises to you, to come to you in prayer, to share our thanksgivings, to share our requests, to know that you desire for us to bring our concerns to you and that you hear them, that you answer them according to your will and according to your time. We do thank you for your protection this past week for Erin. We thank you that she's here this morning We thank you that her injuries were not more severe. We thank you for Ernie being here, and we thank you for being with him in his surgery, and thank you that so far he's doing well. We pray to continue to be with his recovery and his therapy. We thank you for safe travels for Emily as she returned from Africa, and for Jackie as she went to Africa. We pray that you'd be with Jackie in the next 3 months while she's there doing her internship with Youth for Christ. We pray that it would be a time of growth and maturing for Jackie, and also a time of how she can see you at work, and she will be used mightily of you through the opportunities that she will have to minister there. We do pray as well that you would be with these other requests that have been mentioned. We pray that you'd be with Ron as he has cataract surgery this week. We pray that you would guide the doctors as they perform that surgery, and pray that it would go well and be successful in improving his vision. Pray there won't be any complications from that. We pray that you will be with Isaiah as well. We pray for the opportunity to get that surgery rescheduled sooner than later, and that the waiting will not be too difficult or unpleasant for them. We pray for the doctor and whatever the need or emergency was that he had as well. We pray that you will be with Linda and the news of stage 4 cancer and knowing how to proceed, and pray for wisdom for her doctors, comfort and encouragement for her family. We pray that you'll continue to be with our church. We thank you for the various ministries that we have here, and we think especially of our Sunday school time, and then of our Sunday evening activities and the Club Rock on Wednesday. We thank you for each of those opportunities and the many people who serve and volunteer in order to make those happen. We just pray that you continue to work through those to be an encouragement and a ministry in our community. We pray that you will continue to be with our Prudential Committee as we continue to search for a youth pastor. We know that you have the right person in mind for that position, and pray that you would help us to be patient as we wait, and that you would direct the right person here at just the right time, and be with those who are serving on that committee as they look at applications and talk to candidates, and pray that you'd give them wisdom and guidance and discernment. We pray as well for our missionaries. We thank you for the many missionaries that we're able to support and the ministries that we're able to be part of. And this month we think of Grace and Stephen, and especially Grace's work with the Navigators. And we thank you for the opportunity that she has to invest in the lives of college students, and pray that you would give her wisdom in the work that she does. We think as well of the country that we live in. We thank you for the freedoms that we have here, including the freedom to gather together to worship you this morning. We ask for wisdom and guidance and discernment for our elected officials, both in Washington, D.C., and in Pierre, as our state legislature is in session. We pray that you would guide them in their decision-making. We pray that you will just continue to work in each one of us individually, that we would grow in our relationship with you, desire to know you more, to walk faithfully with you, to live lives that are worthy of the gospel. We pray that you will bless the offering we're about to receive, and bless the remainder of our time together this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Welcome. It's a beautiful sunshiny day out. A little bit of a break in the temperature from the other day, but we're glad to see that. First of all, I do want to wish Nancy a very happy birthday today. Thank you for what you bring to this group and the music that you share with us. I invite you to stand and sing worship with us here just a little bit this morning.
One day when sin was a
I'll let you sit for this next song. We cut back to two this week, being as it's communion, and that's affected our choice of songs. I tried to center a little bit around getting our hearts to where they should be, I guess.
There is no one else for me.
have sung and reminded ourselves of the work that Jesus has done and accomplished for us on our behalf, that ultimately there is none that can truly satisfy our deepest longings. Father, we thank you for his faithfulness. We thank you for your word that has recorded all that we need for this life and the life to come. And Father, for our time together, as we worship you, as we open into your word, that our hearts would be prepared, that we would receive the message that you desire us to receive. In Jesus' name,